was a turbulent time for a young high school freshman in the late 1960s who had started the year aiming to be voted best dressed. When he expected to graduate 4 years hence, there were only two pop radio stations, both AM, in the Puget Sound area, KJR and KOL, and they were also the only way to hear new music at that time. It was against that backdrop that KOL launched an underground FM radio station. The DJs weren't the usual rapid-fire, upbeat, in-your-face turntable spinners spewing out the latest and greatest pop music in 3 minutes or less. These guys, and Max, the first woman DJ I had heard, were so laid back. Like, really laid back. Slow talking. And sometimes would play full albums. And the music was different. Psychedelic rock, hard rock, folk rock, and the blues. KOL-FM became my refuge and secret escape from life, both distant and up close. It was like having something really cool that almost no one else knew about, something that I could escape to and feel good. And that dream of being voted best dressed was replaced with denim and flannel. It was also the beginning of my blues adventure, which will continue with today's Blues Adventure with Java, your host, on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. Starting off today's show and ending my talk, Carolyn Wonderland. She's a blues singer, songwriter, and musician currently living in Austin, Texas, who has put out 11 albums, received a handful of awards, and of special interest to me, recently joined John Mayall's band as his lead guitarist. John has been performing for over a year as just a trio without a guitarist. So I'm looking forward to hearing the band with Carolyn. So up next, Carolyn Wonderland and Judgment Day Blues off of her 2003 release, Bloodless Revolution. Carolyn Wonderland and Judgment Day Blues off of her 2000 release, Bloodless Revolution. Up next, another Austin, Texas musician, best known for his harmonica playing. James Cotton played with many of the early great blues musicians, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Otis Spann, and many others. Sadly, he passed away in early 2017, but his music lives on. Hungry Country Girl is up next, which is off of his 1987 release, Take Me Back.
Thank you.
James Cotton and Take Me Back. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us and my show a part of your day. Seasick Steve, born in California in 1941, is a musician who spent much of his life as a self-described hobo, doing farm work, other seasonal jobs, and jumping freight trains to get around. In the early 1960s, he started occasionally playing the blues as a session musician and studio engineer. In the 1980s, he was living in Olympia, Washington, working as a recording engineer and producer. And probably his greatest claim to fame at this time was producing several releases by Modest Mouse. It wasn't until the mid-2000s that he started making a name for himself in the UK. He has risen to prominence throughout Europe, Australia, Japan, but oddly not in the US where he lives. He is also known for some of his odd assortment of guitars, the three-string Trance Wonder, a variety of hubcap and cigar box guitars, all looking rather beat up. His band consists of longtime drummer Dan Magnuson and since 2011, Chanball Jones of Led Zeppelin fame, who often plays mandolin as well as bass. Steve has been known to ask that people not refer to his music as the blues, as he feels that that is a career killer. Regardless, Steve, this is the Blues Show, so up next is Seasick Steve and his song, Your Name.
It's a long way from old Salem out to Frisco. You stick at your thumb, boy, you're gonna find out what I mean. You stay on that on-ramp, stay off the interstate. You hear what I say now? If the road ain't really working, hear what I say, boy. You could always ride them long, winding trains. But you stay right away from them hard yards. With no money, hear what I said now. Get down to Manpower in the morning, put down your name. But don't do no stealing from them food aisles, hear what I say, boy. They're gonna know your name. Now at the mission, you may find some rest, boy. And they will feed you if you pray and play the game. But don't do no fightin'. cause no trouble. Hear what I say, boy. Oh, the police surely gonna know your name. There's a golden pub there where you can safely lay your bed. But you keep your head down, don't you ever do the dealing game, boy. Oh, the police surely gonna know.
That was C6 Steve and his song Your Name off of his 2015 release Sonic Soul Surfer album. Up next is a Canadian-born, currently residing in Austin, Texas, Sue Foley singing Mornin' in the Morning off of her 2004 release Change.
I'm mourning
That was Sue Foley and Morning in the Morning. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on your community radio station, the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. Thank you for making us part of your day. Thank you for listening to the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. You can stream my shows anytime by going to the Voice of Vashon webpage and looking for the Shows and Host tab, and then find the Blues Adventure with Java link. While you are there, perhaps check out some of the other 50 shows that broadcast regularly from your community radio station. Occasionally, I post the list of shows and artists from my shows on a Facebook page I share with my other Voice of Vashon show, Sunday Morning with Java on Voice of Vashon. Albert King was supposed to tape a TV show for a TV series called In Session in 1983. It was one where a number of artists were recorded. At first, King said he wasn't going to do the show because he didn't know who this Stevie Ray Vaughan guy was, who he was supposed to do the show with. When he realized that Vaughan was actually the skinny kid that he had let set in when King was playing in Texas, he decided to relent, and he did the show. In this recording, King is obviously driving the performance, and most of the songs are from his concert lineup, with Stevie just playing along. Next up is In Session album, is Albert King, Stevie Ray Vaughan performing Call It Stormy Monday.
Just as bad. Yeah, they call it Stormy Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. You know, Wednesday's worse. Lord, and Thursday's also sad. The eagle flies on Friday, yeah. And Saturday I go out to play. I know you remember that, don't you? Hey, the eagle flies on Friday. And Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church. Lord, and I kneel down to pray. Lord, it much on me. Yeah. I cried, Lord, have mercy. Lord, it much on me. What would it say? Hey, you know I'm trying to find my woman. Won't somebody please send them back to me? Wait, wait. much on me. I cried, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. You know, I'm trying to find my one. Won't somebody please send her back to me?
Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan performing a T-Bone Walker song called Call It Stormy Monday. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show and your host Java on KVSH 101.9 FM. It's hard to believe that Buddy Guy is 82 years old, as his playing and energy on stage are that of a much younger guy. Several years ago, my wife and I were fortunate to hear him perform at Tacoma's Pantages Theater, which is a great venue for music. During one of the songs, Buddy headed offstage, and with a wireless guitar mic, he sauntered up one aisle, out into the lobby, and then back down the opposite side. Very fun, smiling with a smile that lights up the room the whole time. So up next is Buddy Guy performing Cognac, that's his pronunciation, off of his 17th album, Buddy Guy, The Blues is Alive and Well, which he released in 2018. Jeff Beck and Keith Richards are featured on this cut, and you might be able to pick them out.
Let me say that again.
And that was Buddy Guy with a little help from Jeff Beck and Keith Richards on Cognac. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on your Vashon Connection, the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. Thanks for making us and my show a part of your day. Elmore James was an American blues guitarist, singer, songwriter, and bandleader in the 1950s and early 60s. At the time, he was known as King of the Slide Guitar, and many blues guitarists that followed him would acknowledge the influence that he had on them. His first single, kind of strange, Dust My Broom, was released in 1951 on a 10-inch 78 RPM record. But the song, which he wrote, was first recorded several decades earlier by Robert Johnson in 1936. So here's a 1951 version, Elmore James and Dust My Broom. Was Dust My Broom and Elmore James who first made the song the popular classic that's known for today. And this is The Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, and The Blues Adventure with Java, that's me. Not related to Elmore is Etta James, and along with Keith Richards and Robert Cray performed the next song, Hoochie Coochie Gal, off of the Hail Hail Rock and Roll album, which followed the life of Chuck Berry. What's interesting here is this performance is a rehearsal of the song, with Chuck Berry watching and grinning, but sadly one that never made it into the movie or on the album. So, the song Hoochie Coochie Man was written by Willie Dixon and first recorded by Muddy Waters in 1954.
The seventh of the month, the seventh doctor said, I was born for good luck, yeah, that you say. Be a big bad mama jamma, don't you mess with me, 'cause I'm the hoochie coochie gal. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, I'm real. Oh, Lord, I'm the hoochie coochie, hoochie coochie gal. Everybody, everybody knows I'm here. Gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, say you got a girl child coming down, she gonna be a son of a gun. I got $800 and I'm ready to go, but we have.
Was Etta James with some help from Keith Richards and Robert Cray performing a practice session of Hoochie Coochie Gal for the movie Hail Hail Rock and Roll, and Chuck Berry in the background listening to them. You are listening to Community Radio, the voice of Vashon, your Vashon connection. Thanks for making us a part of your day. I'm heading into the final stretch of the Blues Adventure with Java show, and so I'm going to play a couple of songs by two guys who recently combined their talents to put out an album called Tajmo, which should be a hint. Today, I'm just going to play them separately, though. First up is Kibmo and his Standing at the Station, which is off of his 1996 album, Just Like You. To finish off the set, the show is a song by Taj Mahal playing an instrument sometimes called an African thumb piano, or kalimba. The instrument has a history in Africa that goes back as much as 3,000 years, although the version with metal tines goes back only 1,300. This is Taj's 1972 song, Kalimba. I said that already, didn't I? Thank you for listening to today's episode of Blues Adventure with Java. That's me. On KVSH 101.9 FM, and remember you can play this or some of the other shows by going to the Voice of Ash on webpage or app, click the Shows and Host tab, and stream them anytime you like. Thanks for making the Voice of Ash on and the Blues Adventure with Java show a part of your day, and I hope you have a great one. I need you.